We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you a special presentation of
Two Nerds a Podcast. Your home for everything movies, music, video games, and everything in between. With your hosts, Bunny the Bruiser and Dynamite Jared Lachey.
Here's the thing, okay? We should be on the podcast right now.
I literally just turned it on. So,
are we recording?
We're recording.
Here's the thing right now, gentlemen. Sweet pickles, get that shit out of my face. The worst fucking thing of all time.
What about bread and butter, though? What about bread and butter pickles?
Those are better than sweet, but I'm talking...
Wait, you don't like a sweet gherkin every once in a while? Just like once in a while.
Sweet pickles are the worst waste of a fucking cucumber of all time.
Oh, my God. What about... All right.
Did you say you like cucumbers, like plain, or did you even? I fucking hate cucumbers.
Cucumbers just plain don't bother me because it's very flavorless.
I hate.
But I'm saying that
they're crisp though. Got to get a crisp bite.
Yeah, they're good. They're good in like a salad or whatever. Maisie gets them on her subs, and that's like no.
I can't do plain cucumbers.
It feels like somebody just tomatoes. Like when I bite into the cucumber on a sub.
I would rather die than eat like an uncooked tomato.
Tomatoes on a sandwich.
A tomato by itself is dog shit.
But like in a sandwich on a hamburger, like I can't do it on anything.
Oh, what?
I think it fucking
that's
the worst shit ever.
That's garbage.
And I'm Italian. I understand it's sacrilegious. I am Italian. I can't fucking do it. Something about the wateriness of it, the taste, like
no.
If you get a good tomato,
no, a tomato on a sandwich is like the ultimate fucking topping.
It's so you know,
I used to be like that.
I like lettuce on a sandwich.
I used to hate
it's literally just tomatoes and cucumbers. Like I can typically do pretty much anything.
I used to hate tomatoes on everything until I started eating tomatoes on everything, and then I because at some point in my life, I don't know when it was, all right, but at some point in my life. I got sick of, like, customizing my order everywhere I went. And I was like, you know what? If this is served a certain way, then
that's how it's meant to be
that's
eaten.
That's probably for a reason. So 99.9% of things, I take them as they come now and find that it's a million times better. And that's how I discovered that tomatoes on sandwiches is God tier. Right?
I agree.
I don't know.
The only exception I make is if they put coleslaw on my sandwich. 100% of the time, that is coming off. It's ruined every fucking sandwich I've ever had.
It depends on what kind of slaw. I don't like coleslaw, but if it's like on a melt sandwich, if it's a certain kind of slaw, I can get into that. But this cat, he'll just straight up order a side of coleslaw with everything. Every
it's
time
disgusting.
We go, every
absolutely
time we go,
repulsive.
I love coleslaw. Plus.
Absolutely repulsive.
So good.
So we just sort of jumped into this. Welcome to another episode of Two Nerds, a Podcast. We are two nerds featuring Midnight Miles. This is a podcast. We've been talking for a minute. Let's go back because you said some controversial things about mac and cheese bites before I hit that button. So just lay that out into the world.
Oh, great. I can't do it naturally now. I don't like mac and cheese bites. Is that too hard for me?
All right. Best fried top three best fried appetizers go.
Appetizers?
Well, because like mac and cheese bites is like an appetizer to me, to be honest.
Okay.
The top three fried...
Fried appetizers. Mozzarella sticks are
number one mozzarella sticks.
Number one. Numero uno mozzarella sticks. How do you say that in Italian?
Numero uno zio.
Is it...
That is no idea. I'm not actually from Italy, Jared.
Mozzarella sticks is number one, and... I guess, like, do loaded fries count?
It's not deep fried.
The fries are deep fried.
Oh, loaded fries. But it's not. I'm talking. Are we talking like batter on
battered?
Something?
Yeah. But I could give them that if you want to do that. Because, like.
Well, here's the thing, okay? Because, all right. I like onion rings, okay? But I would never put them in my top three fried apps. Because
most onion rings are bad. It's a side dish, really. You can order it
as
an app.
But I like onion rings. But at the same time, fries or potato wedges, I take 100% of the time.
JoJo's. Like, I haven't had a good JoJo in a while, but JoJo's are nice.
They're like, the French fries or potato wedges are always better than onion rings. And I like onion rings. And also, with onion rings, you're taking like a 50-50 chance.
That's what I was going to say. Half onion rings are not that good, and then when you get really good onion rings, they're like stupid good onion rings.
Do you like onion rings with the full onion, or do you like them when it's like chopped?
Like a petal? Like onion petals?
No, like
when it's
the
blooming onion?
No, when it's in the onion ring. in the singular ring, do you like it to be a full ring of onion, like a solid piece, or do you like the cut up chunks?
I don't even know if I've ever had cut up chunks in the
blooming,
onion
you
ring.
You ever a blooming onion where it's like bloomed and then it's
all
fried?
No, the last Outback onion ring, the last onion ring I ever had was goddamn. It was probably from Flying J actually, because we serve onion rings. But the last one that I ever like ordered was an appetizer from Denny's.
And the worst move of all
let
time.
Let me tell you
worst
something.
Thing you could have done.
Denny's onion rings, absolute dog shit. The worst fucking thing I've ever had in my life. It's literally an onion and like with breading on the side, basically, by the time that it like gets to you.
All right. The only thing, I always get breakfast at Denny's because most of their dinner is trash. They got a, I'm sure you can still order it, the fried cheese melt.
When I first,
like, bruh.
When I first started going to Denny's, and you probably remember this, back like in the early days of Denny's, they would have
the early days of us going to Denny's.
I was
not
like, Denny's
the early
been around
days
since like what 1957. Or
back
something.
In 1957, when you would go to Denny's, okay, they had the buffalo chicken melt.
Right. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And that shit was good.
I can't recall ever ordering it because I would always get.
I would get it every time, and
I remember you getting it.
It was great, and then they took it off the menu, and then when they took that off the menu, something happened. Like, I guess they're. Chicken tenders are okay now, but like the quality of chicken, like fried chicken they have at Denny's now, just like fucking plummeted.
As I burp in the thing, I'm gonna throw mine since we're getting off, but fried appetizers, jalapeno poppers are number one for me. Doesn't matter if it's cheddar or cream cheese, jalapeno poppers.
I like jalapeno poppers. They're
love
okay.
Jalapeno
the
poppers.
Consistency of biting into a jalapeno in the middle of the fried app kills it for me, and that's why the fucking mozzarella stick is always going to be number one.
I don't really like them with the cheddar. I
you
like
just
the cream
get that
cheese.
Nice goddamn like bite. Of the mozzarella stick, pull out, you got a little bit of cheese coming out after it.
God tier appetizer. Works God with everything. Damn. All types of cuisine, throw mozzarella
Here's what
sticks
I'll throw. What
front.
Shits on jalapeno poppers every time is like a mozzarella stick with pepper jack cheese in the middle.
I've never had that.
Oh, like, a lot never of places do it, but they do it as a bite. It's like hot pepper cheese bites. You know
right,
what I'm
it's
about?
Just
like
pepper
huge...
jack cheese in right, it that... instead of like a whole fucking, like... jalapeno
that's
in there.
I'm gonna put that as my number two, the hot pepper cheese bites, because that's up there. And then maybe
it's just the crunch of the jalapeno in the middle. I don't like when you bite and you got like the gooey cheese in there and you're like, all right, yeah, this tastes great. And then you get the jalapeno and I'm just like, my mouth is not enjoying this right now. My tongue likes it fine. My teeth and just like my fucking like other.
I'm gonna do fried pickles is my number three.
Would you consider just like buffalo wings as an appetizer though?
Boneless.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Wings.
Like boneless.
So that would be my number two.
Yeah, because that would boneless be my wings. That would be my three. The mozzarella sticks, boneless wings, and I like jalapeno poppers, so that would be my third.
All right, so mozzarella sticks, boneless wings, and then God damn it, dude. I guess loaded fries since Miles said that.
So
while we're sort of on the topic, I haven't had this as an adult, but what are your guys' opinions on fried ice cream?
Ooh, I haven't had that in... I don't even know if I can form it.
Like, I don't, like, I don't know. Like, I haven't had it since I was, like, a kid going for, like, my birthday.
I've had it at least, like, around 2 years ago. I've had it not that long ago.
But I feel like we never order it. So, like, it can't be that good.
No,
it's never,
not.
Like,
it's not
Well,
good.
Here's the
or
thing.
Not that good.
Here's the thing. With ice cream of any kind, okay? You got to go to a spot where it fucking kicks ass.
Agreed.
Like, and I used to be of the opinion that all ice cream was the same. And I'd just be like, yeah, ice cream's cool. You know what I mean? But, like...
You got the soft serve, you got hard serve, you
it
got
was all
fucking...
It was all the same
custard.
To me.
Frozen
and then after
frozen
I started going
so
to...
underrated. Frozen
after
custard.
I started going to Mitchell's,
Mitchell's
like,
the
more
best
often...
Of all time. It's the best.
And I was like, God damn, this ice cream is so good. And I realized how much I appreciated the flavor of ice cream. And then... me and Maisie were out like, damn, I want some ice cream. But Mitchell's was too far away, and we had a Dairy Queen, like, right down the road. And so I was like, well, let's just go to Dairy Queen. It's ice cream is ice cream, right? And we went there, went to Dairy Queen, got the ice cream. Holy fucking shit, Dairy Queen is dog shit.
I love Dairy Queen, but only Blizzards.
Blizzards.
Like, I don't
That's
really get
why
like,
Dairy Queen's good is because they'll load so much shit into a Blizzard
right, because
you can't
the,
taste.
Yeah, like, because the ice cream fucking sucks. But when they throw 10 million Oreos and Kit Kats into it, then you taste like all the fucking Oreo and Kit Kat. You don't taste the dog shit
so
fucking
I mean,
ice
they
cream
hide,
they
yeah,
have.
Like, Some of the Blizzards, they have some good concoctions, but rarely. I think the last time I ate a Blizzard was when they were promoting Jurassic Park 3D, when they re-released it.
They had some good ones. They had like a
crazy
yeah.
Jurassic Park Blizzard that was next fucking level, and I don't think I've eaten it since.
I can't remember what it was.
The s'mores shake from Dairy Queen was pretty fucking good. I used to get that a lot, but... Like, now, for me, it's, like, going to, like, kind of, like, a locally run business.
You gotta go to, like, a specialty place.
Like, like, an actual ice cream shop or, like, Mitchell's, which is still kind of, like, locally run, but there's a lot of locations now. And getting, if they have it, like, a peanut butter flavored ice cream. Those are always,
we gotta take Miles to that Remix place where they do the ice cream and the cereal, and it's just the giant...
Do we?
It's so fucking good.
I've heard about it. It was like too sweet for me. Like, it was okay. It was good. But as I was eating it, I was just like, man, I might as well just fucking like grab a bag of sugar and just pour it down my fucking throat.
See, I'm hit or miss with that because I'm really like a savory person. So like, but
right, I'm savory as fuck.
If you don't like cereal, you're not gonna like this place.
Oh, I like cereal.
Because it's all like cereal based like ice cream.
That's my thing, right? That's my thing though. Like, I thought that maybe like the ice cream that they used there was not very good. And they just, like, it's like Dairy Queen, is where it's just, like,
it's about
our
the
ice
toppings.
Cream is fucking mid, and we just threw fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That kind of sounds great right now for some reason, because I haven't had Cinnamon Toast Crunch in so long.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is fucking,
it
like...
It goes off sometimes.
That's so. God tier.
Yeah.
Like, if
wait, what about French Toast Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Very good.
Very good.
True. Anything that has Cinnamon Toast Crunch in the title, except for, like, some of the off-brand Cinnamon Toast Crunch...
I don't fuck with
that. You can't do off-brand, and like literally.
There's some off-brand Cinnamon Toast Crunch that hit.
There's some off-brand cereals that are good. Some of them, I really
every off-brand cereal I've had has not been good. Maybe it's just because my wife shops at Aldi. Every Aldi cereal she brings home is trash.
Aldi has some quality shit, but I probably wouldn't get their cereal probably ever.
I've had some off-brand Cinnamon Toast Crunch that's hit before. I've had off-brand Apple Jacks that have hit. And
fuck, like, Apple Jacks kind of. I haven't had cereal in a while. I had an Apple Jacks donut once with like it was frosted with Apple Jacks on top.
I know you hate donuts.
I know
you hate donuts.
He's over here like I'm a savory person. I am true. Like I'm final form savory. Like donuts, get that trash out of my face. Birthday cake, I'd seriously rather get fisted in the ass.
I'd rather have donuts than birthday cake. I know he doesn't like donuts. Like I know you like ice cream the most. Donuts are something like that. Like a baked good is my favorite.
So. The best ice cream I've ever had in my entire life is a birthday cake flavored ice cream from this ice cream shop in Kent.
I can't deal.
It's
God tier. I can't do it.
Do you not like the cake or do you not like the frosting?
Let me tell you right now.
Because there's frosting in this ice cream and it's the best thing ever.
Imagine I'm fucking fucking Mark Cuban on fucking Shark Tank right now. I'm out. Like, sorry, buddy.
You're very stuck in your ways.
No, man, listen. Birthday cake flavor of anything and birthday cake in general sucks. And no, is it the cake or the frosting? It's both. They both fucking suck. Like, when I eat a birthday cake, doesn't matter if it's chocolate or vanilla or fucking mix or fucking sprinkles or whatever the fuck it is. Every time I eat a birthday cake, it's always dog shit. The only cake that I've ever gotten, because my mom finally learned. She's like, Jared doesn't like birthday cake. Okay, cool. She would get me like this... triple chocolate fudge goddamn like lava cake for my birthday. And that shit hit.
I'm not a chocolate cake guy, but go ahead. Last year
for my birthday, I was almost in fucking tears. I was over at Dan Northern's house.
Right.
His girlfriend, my dude Jordan, and his wife, we were sitting there having drinks. It was right on Thanksgiving. And all of a sudden they're like, hey, we'll be right back. And they came in and they brought me a birthday cake. First birthday cake I'd had in probably 15 years, and it was this like local bakery custom birthday cake. I'm not really a birthday cake fan. I like donuts.
I remember this cake.
And it had you brought some, right?
God tier.
That was seriously
cake.
Like I took a bite of it.
The goddamn cake boss make this cake.
Like, no, honestly, this cake was fucking like I took a bite because it had a wrestling ring on the top of it. Like they had my name. I was like, holy! Like I almost was
sounds like
tears.
Cake boss did it. Sounds like
but it was
like
fucking
cake
insane.
Bosses all
I
over this.
Part of it, and I was just like, this is probably. If not the best cake of all time I've ever had, it's top two.
And I had it like 2 or 3 days after this had occurred.
It was like the day after I brought it over.
Well, we didn't eat it that day. Like, we ate it a couple days later. It was still really fucking, like, definitely in the top three cakes that I've ever had.
What flavor of cake was this?
It was like some sort of, I think the frosting was like a weird, marble, but so was the cake. But like, yeah. When you think of marble cake, I feel like it's very underwhelming. But this was seriously whatever they did. I don't know if it was like a buttercream with the marble, but it was like, I was blown away. I'm never blown away by cake, besides red velvet. I've had a couple red velvet cakes that go off, but
I hate red velvet.
There's been red velvet cakes that go off, and then there's been red velvet cakes where I'm just like, what is this dog shit?
It's red food dye.
I've had some of both, like where I've had like good red velvet cakes where I literally sat down one time, I was like, dude, I like red velvet cake.
I think
red velvet cake. And then, like, if I've had some where I'm just like, do I like red velvet cake? Like, I don't know. You got to get it from, like, the right place for it to hit.
The only time cake's really good is if you're at a really good wedding, or I guess if you get it from a
local place. I've never liked the cake. At every wedding I've ever been to, the cake has always been shit.
My sister.
I don't even think I attempted it at Buddy's. Like, I probably, like.
I don't know if you did or not, but my mom made that cake. So. Well,
I probably didn't attempt it.
She better not be listening.
I probably didn't attempt it in fear that, it was not homemade. Was it good?
My mom's wedding cake that she made for my wedding may have been the best cake I've ever had.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right. Was it the emotions that you were feeling that day that played into it as well? No, but
because the thing was, she made my sister's, because my mom makes a lot of cakes.
Oh, so you've doubled down on this cake, done it twice.
So she did my sister's wedding cake, took what worked and what didn't work from hers, and then really
perfected it. Oh my God, so yours was the fucking perfected specimen.
Perfected specimen, yeah.
So your sister got like the tyrant from Resident Evil 1. You got like fucking Nemesis from
he
might have got Mr. X.
She made a couple practice cakes before she made my sister's, so hers was still really, really good. But like, she sort of tailored ours to what me and Emily wanted, like different flavors of like the layers and stuff like that. The only thing about it was my wedding was hot as fuck, if you remember, and the cake could not hang. Right? Like, we showed up.
It wasn't that bad.
We showed up to the reception, and they're like, we need to cut this cake now because it's falling over. So we had to cut the cake like immediately, but everything was fine.
I don't want to go into this fucking tangent. What do you think, Mr. X is better than Nemesis?
No, but he's the perfected form of tyrant that's not being controlled. Because remember, Nemesis imparts.
He's got like the fucking like what mold? No, Plagueis, Las Plagueis in him, like or like the original.
He had
progenitor.
Umbrella,
or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Umbrella like, put like control in him so that he could actually like think and adapt, but like. Mr. X is obviously shits on the first Resident Evil tyrant because he's just a.
But I'm saying the perfect version is something you want to control him, and like he has like I guess not intelligence, maybe someone else's intelligence, but like he's out here like forming words and shit using rocket launchers and stuff like that. Or Mr. X like kind of like runs up on you and punches you.
The only thing many things about Mr. X, he'll just be there. You're going around a corner, Mr. X will just be like this. I'm gonna fucking kill you, right? Like, Nemesis is a little more loud in your face. Mr. X is that silent and deadly. I'd like to see. I think it's been online. Isn't there like a thing online about people wanting to see like a Mr. X?
Listen, I'd rather fight Mr. X than Nemesis. And so what I'm saying is, are you trying to shortchange Buddy's mom's cake right now by saying that it might not be the actual perfected version? It might be right in the
you
middle.
He
said that it was the perfected version. So I said, okay, it's Nemesis. And you said it might not be Nemesis. It might be Mr. X.
I feel like but Mr.
X. When we're talking about tyrants, I'd say the most superior version is the one that is more dangerous. And I think Nemesis is more dangerous than Mr. X.
I almost hold Nemesis separate from being a tyrant because he's been
so
altered.
He's a tyrant.
But he hasn't played these games.
He's a tyrant with a early version of the progenitor.
But I'm aware of the story. I'm aware of who Nemesis is in the story. I've been doing some research for October. I've got some shit brewing for October.
He's still a tyrant. Yes. He's just better than your average tyrant because they saw what worked and what didn't work with the tyrant, and then they were like, you know what? I think we could take this even further.
Okay.
All right, we can switch.
So as Miles says, the minute Zelda is ever brought up, all right, we got to wrap this part, this segment of the podcast.
I've never said that. I've let you guys go off on Zelda.
Listen to the podcast back, brother.
Well, two-thirds of the podcast is like fucking Zelda's the greatest of all time.
Zelda and Mario, and I'm just like, okay.
Right, it's not our fault that you haven't played some of the greatest games ever made.
I've played multiple of those games.
So while we're talking about gaming, this is on topic, it's on discussion. Let's talk about a game that I have played. We have some follow-up from our Resident Evil 8 podcast, from the fan base. And what are you saying? Miles, you really need another beer right now.
Yes.
He's making us cut the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, so he can grab another beer. So while Miles is going to get a beer, you better hurry your ass up back up here, brother.
I was about to take a break with him. I need a beer.
We're going to take a pause for the cause, but before we do that, make sure you guys subscribe to the show, do all that kind of stuff, and we'll be back after the break. All right, so we're back. So Resident Evil 8, as I said before, the pause for the cause, we have a little bit of follow-up from the game. Miles, have you been playing it at all recently?
I've been playing it a bit.
That's what you got to say?
I haven't.
So, yeah, I've beaten it a few times now on every difficulty, so, but it's fine.
Buddy pulled a me on Resident Evil 8. He's fucking killing
it. I don't know. I haven't gotten any other games yet. I mean, we're going to play Ghost of Tsushima right after, but...
You fucking... Are you ranking Resident Evil 8 like 14 out of 15 of them?
You'll have to listen to the episode to find out, brother.
I ranked the
Don't top... fucking play me on this fucking pie. You know.
Well, the viewers... Know. That episode's not going to be out until October, so the viewers can't know
I did
either.
The shout out to doing the whole Resident Evil like main series and doing my top 10 horror games of all time.
One thing I'll say about Village of Shadows. So, like... If you have unlimited ammo with shit, like, you're completely fine until you get to Chris's section, because then it goes back to his shitty guns, and then after you have, like, an unlimited stake and, like,
I'm used to those guns being, like, the best in the
game.
His
assault rifle in the normal mode was insane. You'd walk up to a werewolf and be like, and he just...
I literally shot...
The hardest difficulty is not gonna do shit.
In standard... I'd literally shoot a werewolf in the knee and his head would explode. So
the only parts of the game that are kind of hard are the first Lycan fight, just because there's so fucking many of them.
Yeah.
And then when you get to Chris's section, the rest of the
game.
Did
you kill that fucker on your first run through?
He didn't hardcore.
Second run through, I was able to kill him because I had the rocket launcher thing at that point. So you just shoot him with that a billion times and then magnum, and he's done. But then Village of Shadows, like, literally, after you're using that unlimited stake the entire time, going back to that assault rifle, like, I probably died in Chris's section, like, 20 times.
I feel like explode damage in Village doesn't do that much, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean if you shoot, like, a barrel or something?
No.
But I was also...
Like grenade launcher.
Grenade launcher, yeah.
Because I shot the big werewolf, like, 7 times with that thing. Yeah, and then later in the game... 2 magnum shots, and he was like, fucking, like, hey, right. I'm fucking sucking eggs.
But when I did that second playthrough, it was on casual, because I was doing it with the 3-hour thing, so it didn't take much to do
I'm on my second playthrough, but I took, like, 2 weeks off, didn't play. I played Mercenaries, which you asked, do you want me to come over and
I
play
need some
Mercenaries?
The only trophies I have left are the 2 in Mercenaries and the knife only.
The 30 combo one?
Yeah.
You can, like, if you run the level, like, I've run a level where I comboed every single villain. Like, it was like 40 people. I got a 40 combo or whatever. Just went through, fucking destroyed everyone.
Listen, it's on the record now, okay? When you guys see Buddy's fucking platinum trophy pop up, it's not his platinum trophy, all right? Fucking Miles fucking got the damn trophy for him. You know what I did when I couldn't fucking platinum Arkham City because the goddamn fucking, like, the combo, like, trophies were too ridiculous. I gave up.
I'm not asking him to get the trophies. I just need his
guidance. I platinumed Arkham Knight, though.
The biggest thing about Resident Evil, like, the mercenary levels, you have to play them over to basically where you memorize how
everything.
The enemies are going to drop. And the biggest thing in Village Mercenaries, you have to keep moving. You can't, like, because enemies will come to you, but you got to just... Run. Enemy. Like, basically, you're running through combo, turn around, special ability, time. Like, you basically have to have, like, not perfect runs, but you gotta move, basically, to get.
Yeah,
everything.
I haven't gotten past
that. Sounds like shit.
I keep getting.
It's hard, to be honest.
I never want to platinum a fucking Resident Evil game in my life because
I've never platinumed a Resident Evil
there's
game.
There's no fucking way I'm doing that knife only run without the lightsaber. I'm saying that right now.
Does that count?
Yeah, it counts.
Oh, that's why you wanted that. Fuck, kill me. I don't know if my friend did it without the lightsaber or not. I should message him, but
it's possible without the lightsaber. Like, you can do it with Chris's, Or, I mean, you could do it.
Chris's knife is good. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could do it. I think, like, it's possible, but I would never put myself through that.
I think that George may have platinumed Resident Evil 4, but on PS2. So he didn't get a platinum trophy for it. But I think he may have satisfied, like, most of the requirements for the game.
Well, because
he beat it, like, 10 billion fucking times.
On the one that I have downloaded, because I have it downloaded on PS5, there's only 12 trophies.
I'm at, like, I think I'm at 60 or 70. Because, well, I mean,
when they made the game, trophies weren't a thing, so they just kind of had to make shit up.
So, right, but you can make some stupid shit.
The one trophy they have
beat the game with only a knife, like Krauser. Hello, like
one of the trophies in Resident Evil 4 that I remember you have to get is like get an S ranking, I think, in every Mercenaries mode, which is probably the hardest trophy. The one weird trophy is like when you fight the water boss, like the one where Leon, you know, you're in the boat. You can't hit the water at all with your gun, or you can't get a trophy. You basically have to make sure every shot counts. Which, like, I didn't do that the first time I played it on PS3 when they had trophies. Went back and, like, played the boss, never hit the water. But you just have to be, like, really precise and, like...
Well, I saw in the trophies for that there is one for shooting the water and having him kill you before the fight starts. There's, like, it's called, like, don't shoot the water or whatever. It's a trophy for it.
That's a trophy. No, that's the trophy I'm talking about. You have to make sure that, like, you know how, like, I'm if he goes the, under...
No, he's saying no, there's a trophy for literally activating the exact cutscene.
Opposite. It's the exact opposite.
But I didn't think that was what that one was called, but I have that trophy, too.
Yeah, it's literally called, like, don't...
You could literally just do two saves at that point. Like, literally do one where you don't shoot the water, and then the other save where you shoot the water.
Yeah. But anyway, so, Resident Evil 8... We have some follow-up for you, Miles, because you were the ever-so-curious cat
Me fucking laugh so hard.
I couldn't, to be honest, all right, now that we're following up on the podcast...
Go ahead, because you're... Every time we record a podcast, Miles will send me a novel on Instagram, like, 2 hours later of all the stuff he should have said during the podcast.
There's a lot of times when I'm listening to the podcast the next day, because we're recording it at 10 or 11 at night, I'm either buzzed, exhausted, or my brain's not working because of any... the reasons above. Usually I listen to it back. Like, I listen to the Resident Evil 8 podcast, Village, I was like this. Off. Like, I got to a point in the podcast, I was like, I'm not going to finish this podcast, and I haven't still. Like, I was like, I was like, my brain's off on this. I'm just shutting it. I was like, I never listen to the
other As if the podcast is only about Miles. If he's not off, he's got to turn it off.
It's not. But, like, I didn't like... I was like, I just didn't like... That was a really kind of weird
So what do you want to say about the game?
Well, let's see the comment. Well, no, on the
okay. So the ever so
you curious. Interrupted him like you had something.
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, I know. That's what
I know. I just was commenting that
giving
I
you
didn't.
The
other than I was disgusted with my performance on the
essentially
Resident
yes,
Evil 8
go
podcast.
Ahead. Let's come on. I'll comment
so,
on that. Go ahead.
Okay, so as I've mentioned, one of my friends at work is a very big fan of Resident Evil Village.
I know.
So,
it's his favorite game of all time. That's that guy.
It's one of his favorite games.
I mean, like, let me just fucking butt in here right now. That doesn't seem fucking, like, realistic. That's, come on. Like,
I thought he was about to defend him. I was like,
no, I'm not going to defend that. A game that just came out earlier this year, it's his favorite game of all time.
He listed it in a list of, like, 10 games. It was, like, among his favorite games. Like,
What were the other games?
Well, we're going to talk about that in another episode, probably.
Oh, Jesus
if you
Christ,
want.
This guy's got a
future I want to know
legend.
Right now.
Let me pull it up. I'm not prepared for this. Let me pull it up.
I want to know right the fuck
okay,
now.
Okay, well, anyway, while I'm looking this up, he brought to my attention that there is some intel in the game, and this will pique Miles' curiosity. What do you think I'm going to say here?
Because I think I've, like, now that I'm...
So I got it. So he said Majora's Mask, Ocarina of Time, Final Fantasy VII, Kingdom Hearts 2, Resident Evil 3, 4, Village, and Demon Souls were among his favorite games. Like, we didn't tell him, like, what is your all-time favorite?
Wait, Demon Souls original or remake?
Probably
the original.
One of these things is not like the others. Come on, man. He's got, like, a really fucking song. I thought you were reading off my top 10 of all time there for a second, and then it was, like, Resident Evil Village. Like, in the middle there. Come on, man. Come on. Resident Evil 3 and 4 are both better than Village.
18 billion times. Resident Evil 3 Remake, to me, is better than Village.
And oh, 100%.
Yeah, thank
you.
To me, it is.
No, actually, you know what? I'm going to give this one to Village because it feels more like a complete game.
See, I just...
Resident Evil 3, I like the engine better. I like the gameplay better. But it feels like fucking half a game. Resident Evil 2 remake, on the other hand, shits all over Village. 10 trillion times better.
See, yes. The reason I... Because I do like Village quite a bit, and I think the main reason is because for so many years, I've been bored to death with the first-person, like, shooting games. And this was like... I don't know, it was just a lot of fun. So I was like,
It was. It's a really... The thing is, there's a lot of environments, a lot of different characters, a lot of different villains. The fights are good. It's a really good game. But when you stack it against every other Resident Evil game...
Right.
It's kind of in the middle. It's a little bit in the middle.
But, okay, so anyway, Miles...
It's mid. What you're saying is Resident Evil Village is mid.
It's mid. Okay. Miles was very curious in the Resident Evil 8 original podcast. He was proposing some questions that we did not have the answers to.
All right.
But I didn't think we needed answers to it.
but we have the answers now.
Okay.
We have the answers.
There's intel in the game.
I think I caught it on the second playthrough, but let's...
There is intel in the game that explains why they turned into lichens.
I know what you're talking about, but continue.
That's it.
This is probably when Miles shut the podcast off.
There's
this whole argument, and Miles is like, God damn it, there isn't telling me.
No, the only
I have the intel here if you'd like me to read it, because I pulled it up. It is in Moreau's area.
I just played this part.
Mother Miranda gave me a mountain.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling the viewers, bro. Why you cut me off every 5 seconds? Cat, bro, you want to read it?
Cat, bro, what? Keep going.
Now I can do lots and lots of Kadoo experiments. This is my secret special laboratory. I did 3 Kadoo experiments today, but they all went pop and made a mess. I put in the Kadoo, and then I tried putting some wolf blood from a needle into the spine. The person wiggled a lot and then killed my assistant. I could not hold it down, so I put it in a cage. Now I have to feed it.
Okay, all right. You know what that is? You know the big fucking wolf motherfuckers? The wolf motherfuckers. You know what I'm talking about? The ones that are crazy looking?
Yes, the Valvalac
Alphas read that, and then you walk out of the shack, and you notice that scene where there's all the dead bodies and all things he's been feeding? That's when you originally get the Magnum.
Right.
And one of those big fuckers is down there. That's the one he's talking about. So it explains, like, the more alpha, whatever, the big werewolf ones, but doesn't explain the actual normal lichen ones. But...
He created those ones, because I read up on it online as well.
How old is Moreau? That's what I want to know, because the only thing
Mother Miranda is, 100 years old, right? Around 100 years old.
And the only
thing she's been immortal for about 100. Mm. So
the only thing that confused me about that intel, that Moreau created this, is the plague doctor in the end cutscene of the game, in the end credits where it's showing all the things, and basically everybody's getting vaccinated for the plague, and then like the daughter, like the girl and her dad are like walking, and then her dad like starts turning into a lichen, which is kind of like, it's what, when did the plague happen? It was like almost 100 years ago.
In the other 20s, yes.
Right. So,
well, in the leading into 1920, yes.
If you know how they have the extra content store?
Yes.
If you buy a bunch of the artwork and a bunch of other stuff, Capcom actually has like an extra story like thing in all the artwork.
Right.
So it actually explains like Chris's whole lone wolf team or whatever it's called. They introduce all of their names. Well,
because they were all supposed to have a bigger part in the game.
Yeah, they introduce all of their names. It shows Chris's other, like, what they wanted Chris to look like and what he did look like. They also explained why they made the, like, the lichen.
Shit, he at least looked like fucking what I consider to be, like, the canon Chris. He looked like the Chris that shows up most of the time.
Yeah, now, Well, they had him initially, like, when they go to, like, fight Mia, quote-unquote. Spoiler, whatever, it's not Mia. In the original version, he was going to walk up in a leather jacket and, like, in boots and just look like casual Chris and, like, commanding them around. But then they were like, no, we should put him as, like, a more commando, more like he's in charge. But they wanted him to just walk up and look like a normal, on-the-street
badass.
They
switched the leather for the pea coat. It's fine.
I get that. All black,
too. A pea coat doesn't scream commando to me.
They also talk about why they made the regular lichens, like, whatever. They wanted them to look like a mutant mixed with a zombie or something like that. But they wanted it to look like European, like... It's in the game.
Weird Japanese explanation for why they made a creative decision.
But yeah, I mean, if you look in like the art and stuff, it explains a lot. Because I've been buying a bunch of those in the game, and like it's been showing a lot.
Well, Buddy's saying there's intel for light for straight up lichens too.
Well,
research
online. Lady D created the like zombie looking motherfuckers in her basement. Beneviento didn't invent any sort of creature in the game, but with her experiments, it was all about manipulation and hallucinogenics. So Moreau created all the lichens and all the whatever. Lady D also created the flying bat, like, thing. Creatures, whatever they are. The only thing
But Heisenberg controls the normal lichens.
So, Heisenberg's in control, but the only thing Heisenberg invented himself are the things that are in his factory, but he did them for the
toughest motherfuckers in the game compared to everyone else.
And he created them for the opposite means. Instead of fighting for Miranda, they are supposed to revolt against
her.
Yeah.
How hard would that have been? Like, if there was the Resident Evil movies. Imagine if this was, like, on the edge of whatever. Miranda survived. Heisenberg survived. Imagine all the lichens fighting those fucking crazy.
I don't watch the Resident Evil movies because I don't like them. But, like.
Well, no, I meant the 3D. Like, the 3D ones are.
Oh, canon. Okay. Yeah, those are cool.
I have all three of those. Those are great. Like,
Mila Jovovich Resident Evil movies, I do not like.
I like them, but they're not canon. That's kind of alternate universe shit to me.
Right, but alternate universe where Nemesis is almost a midget, basically. Yeah, Maisie watched the first two the other day, and she was like, Nemesis, why is he so short? And I feel like he's actually tall.
Yeah, he's taller.
He's taller than everyone, but he's not as tall as Nemesis should be. He's like, what? Like, in the movie, probably like 6'3 or something.
What are you supposed to be, like 7 foot?
I think Nemesis is supposed to be like 8 or 9 feet tall.
Well, he's not as tall as Lady D, because she's
so tall. So I would say 8 feet tall,
though. I have a soft spot for all those, but like, it's their own thing. Like, I don't even compare those to the Resident Evil games or the 3D movies.
He looks human-sized. In the movie, he looks like a large human, whereas in the games, he looks like a fucking inhuman massive.
Is he an actor or is it CG?
It's an actor in a suit.
It's actually a suit. Old school.
Okay.
I know why they did it, and I appreciate the fact they did fucking prosthetic suit and all that shit.
They could have gave him like some Herman Munster shoe. I mean,
they could have gave him like some sort of risers or just shot it better.
Well, because I mean,
it in a way that just makes him look way. Well,
did that come out before or after Lord of the Rings? Because they did like a lot of like size.
This was after. It was after because this came out 2000.
The first
Resident Evil movie was 2002 or 2001. I think Nemesis Resident Evil 2 was 2003. I saw it in theaters opening night with Dylan Nemi, Brett, and a few people. Kill Switch Engage in the fucking credits. So hard. Anyways.
But anyway, what else do you have to say? So there's your lichen mythology.
I don't think it really matters either.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. It was brought to our attention.
It's my favorite series.
Why did the fucking bat people. Why did those monsters turn into fucking like bat dudes?
It doesn't explain it.
Those are my least favorite.
You don't need it.
Least favorite.
You don't need the explanation. I'm just saying the explanation exists for Miles's amusement.
Yeah, but it's not the full explanation. I know your friend that fucking absolutely adores Village. He's probably like playing it right now, jerking off. Hopefully he never meets me. I don't need to meet him. But
we don't need to meet any of our fans. If you see us on the street, just fucking avoid us at all costs.
Maybe write comments.
No photo ops.
Maybe write comments in. Do you like the original Demon's Souls or the remake for PS3 or PS5? I don't know what system it came out on, obviously.
I bet you the remake fucking rules.
I know, it looks like it rules, but I'm just curious. Bloodborne's probably better than all of them, to be honest.
Whoa.
I'm a huge Bloodborne fan, so. Come on. Bloodborne's great. Do you guys play Bloodborne?
I haven't played it. I don't like those games.
I'm surprised.
I play Neo. I beat the first Neo, which is kind of like that. It's like the samurai version of those games.
Right.
That was pretty good, but god damn it, just dying like all the fucking time gets fucking irritating.
I played the first Dark Souls, but that's the only one out of the franchise I played.
Okay. I think Bloodborne is, like, the bosses, all the fights, all the extra dungeons and shit are great. I just like it because it's not medieval compared to Dark Souls or some of those things. Like, it's all horror-based. So you're fighting...
And you don't like medieval shit either, so you wouldn't like Dark Souls, really.
I like Japanese medieval shit.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, he does.
I don't like European medieval.
But it's European based, sort of.
Huh.
In Dark Souls.
I know.
That's why I'm saying you wouldn't like it.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I do like medieval is too broad. I like medieval because samurais are basically medieval.
He doesn't like, it's not that he doesn't like, but we talked about Elder Scrolls in another podcast, how you're like not really like interested in the series, even though it's
I'm not interested in like fucking medieval like European fantasy and shit. Like I don't really care about that shit.
He likes his dragons long and skinny. He doesn't like his dragons to look like dinosaurs.
And basically. Honestly though, the thing with the fantasy part though too is I don't like that. Like
no, I understand. I get it,
ancient like fantasy and shit like that, like I love samurai. Like, so when I say I like medieval, like Japanese medieval, love samurai shit. Fucking hate fantasy samurai shit 90% of the time. When I see the two samurais fucking duking it out and they're going off, I'm like, fuck, this rules. And then all of a sudden a fucking dragon comes down.
You bring
and I'm just like, God fucking damn it, dude, you had it. The two samurais that were trying to kill each other. That shit was fucking badass. And I like them to do like fantastic things that you couldn't possibly do in real life. Like that shit's fucking awesome. But when you bring like the whole dragon and shit in there and people are casting magic spells and shit like that, that fucking kills it for me.
Yeah.
Like goddamn, I'd fucking, and not just because it was so ridiculous, but Duel to the Death, right?
You talked about this to me the other day. Yeah.
Fuck, so it was amazing. Good. And nothing fucking broke my immersion in that. I mean, the ninjas breaking into five things, but still, even then, I could buy into, like, fucking crazy ninja shadow techniques and stuff like that.
That was probably one of the best films I've seen in a while. Like, I was all in the whole... I was like, wow. Like,
No dragons or anything. No. They have insane feats in that movie, where they're, like, jumping off their own swords and shit
it's
like that.
So good.
And stuff like that. Fucking love shit like that. I tell you, one of my favorite fucking tropes of all time in samurai shit is where they fucking like with the sword, right. it just comes in and out, and then all of a sudden, like, dude either like falls into pieces or like all their fucking clothes just like get cut off. You know, I love shit like that, dude.
Rurouni Kenshin did that so many times in the best way.
Because we're like 90% of Rurouni Kenshin is like, fuck, he's Godspeed, like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like instantly, like, he's just like holds a sword and then he's like behind you, and you're just like, ugh! Like, you don't even realize that you're unconscious until he's been standing behind you for like 3 minutes, and then he like stands up, sheathes the sword, and then you're just like explode into like blood and then fall onto the ground.
Someone brought up Gundam in casual conversation last night and I was really excited, but they didn't follow up on their favorite Gundam stuff very much. In the middle of Cards Against Humanity, somebody brought up Gundam and I was like, oh god, it's been so long since I've heard anyone talk about that, like, randomly, but...
Gotta be talking about Kenshin, I'm spitting all over our desk here.
But, it's nice to see people still appreciate anime, like random regular people.
Yeah.
Lots of people appreciate anime.
But it's bigger now than it... I mean,
it's way bigger now than it was when we were in high school.
Like, it's... Yeah.
Way fucking bigger.
Because, so when I saw Broly, but I saw Broly in a sold-out theater in
I'm not
XD.
Even talking about Dragon Ball Z, because Dragon Ball Z was at its height when we were
younger. But still, like, yeah, it is... It's different. A lot of it, you know, I don't see as much because, like, when we were young, all of it was on cable TV all the time. So, like...
Not really. You'd have to go to FYE to fucking get the real shit.
Yeah, but I mean, like, still, like, to be on, like,
right, there
mainstream
was Tsunami,
cable
there
TV.
There was WB Kids.
To me, after I started buying shit on home video, and I still watched Tsunami, and it was, like, my favorite fucking block of programming all time.
Yeah, incredible.
Like, but after I started buying shit on home video, when that shit that I would buy would end up on, like, Tsunami or Adult Swim, I kind of saw it as, like, selling out. Like, to me, like, because I started watching Rurouni Kenshin, like, a full, like, 2 years before it ever showed up on Toonami.
Yeah, I know you were.
So when it showed up on Toonami, and I was, like, to my friends, like, yo, listen, like, this is fucking hype. You gotta watch it. Me, I didn't watch it. Like, you know what I mean? I continued to watch it on home video. It's still my favorite of all time. But I watched the, Gine, like, fight on Toonami. And when he kills himself, it just cuts to, like, a shot of, like, not even just, like, a, like, a shot of his eyes. Literally a still image close-up of his eyes. Where you just hear all the noise of the stabbing and all the shit. Right, yeah. And it's just a still image. Like, not animated at all. And I was like... And then it cut to, like, the shot of him on the ground. And, like, I don't even think they had the sword in his chest. There was no puddle of blood that he was laying in or anything.
Right, but it's also on Cartoon Network.
Right, and yeah, I was like, but it was so badly done that you couldn't even tell what happened.
Right.
And I was just like...
The censors don't give a shit. As long as they're making their money, the censors do not give a shit.
But that's kind of why I feel like Rurouni Kenshin didn't fucking get the success that it deserved. Yeah. Because, like... There were scenes that were so poorly edited that you couldn't even tell what happened. The scene where Gine kills himself is, like, super important to not understand what exactly just happened there, that this guy killed himself because Kenshin wouldn't kill him, to, like, show his character how fucking psycho he is and, like, how much he wants that shit to happen and why that haunts Kenshin for literally the entire rest of the show. He's literally in Kyoto, like, fucking walking around, and then Gine's, like, ghost is in the sky, like, taunting him, like, you're going to have to kill Batosai or some shit like that, you know what I mean?
They would have been able to gotten away with it, I think, if they did it on the Midnight Run.
Or Adult Swim.
Because... After 10 p.m., the rules are different for television.
They did.
Sorry. I've heard that it was on Adult Swim before.
They did an uncut Rurouni Kenshin on Adult Swim for, I think, 6 months. 6 or 7 months. Maybe 8 months. I don't know.
I never saw it. I've heard people talk about it. I never saw it.
I watched it because that was like... The problem was, I'm pretty sure it was the 1:30 show. So you start watching Adult Swim at 11. You know how it is. On a Saturday night, even when you're young, you get that 1:30 show, you're like, fuck, I'm getting so tired, you know? You, like, watch the whole block and shit.
I saw that as a kid, and I was like, fuck, they've ruined the show. This is garbage. So, like, you know what I mean? I went through, like, a pretentious anime phase where, and I mean, I don't even think, I still agree with myself 100% on that. Like, editing Rurouni Kenshin, at that point, I wish you never even would have fucking aired it. You know what I mean? Like... It's good to get the exposure, but, like, people aren't going to understand, like, how fucking good this show actually is if you don't show the violence, because the violence is so important to, like, a lot of it.
I suppose I went through a pretentious anime phase. Like, not even pretentious, but, like, when things started transitioning to Bleach, Naruto, stuff like that.
So you're still in that phase. You won't watch Attack on Titan, for God's sake.
Nah, fuck you, bro. But, hey, yeah, okay. But I tried to read Naruto and read Bleach and then watch them, and I just couldn't fucking get into
those. I don't understand why you don't like those, because honestly,
I just couldn't.
I've never finished either show. Like, I stopped. In Bleach, there's a good reason why, because everyone's noted that at a certain point in Bleach, there's a fucking insane drop in quality. All right, I don't know how far you got in Bleach.
It's been so many years.
It doesn't get good until the Soul Society arc. So literally, like, the first 16 episodes of Bleach are Monster of the Week.
Right.
Which is not very good. And even when I was watching it at the time, I was like, I don't know why everyone keeps liking this. And I don't know how I stuck with it long enough to get to the Soul Society arc where the shit actually got really good. Naruto, I watched the first, like, 95 episodes of Naruto.
That's a lot.
I thought Naruto was fucking hype. It was good.
I understand. I mean,
Naruto went into, like, a phase, like, where they literally had, like, an entire year of filler.
That's what I've heard.
And supposedly, it's some of the worst fucking filler in anime history.
The problem with, like, I was a big Inuyasha fan, but Inuyasha, the series... How much of it is filler?
I started off liking Inuyasha, and then I fell off because it was just the same fucking shit every fucking week. And I stopped watching it for, I think I've told this on a podcast before.
Probably, it was probably when I brought up, I watched like the first like few episodes and you were like, yeah, I don't know about that.
It's the first few episodes is all you need to see. You can skip to the end and fucking watch him fight Naraku now.
That's what I was saying. Like, he's chasing... How many times does he almost kill Naraku or something happens? But it's like...
There's a sequel to Inuyasha out now.
Really?
It's about, like, Sesshomaru's daughter.
Is it in manga?
Because by the end of the anime, I guess, Right. They have an anime out for it. At least one season of an anime.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think it is a manga done by Takahashi.
Okay.
By the end of it, like, I think Sesshomaru goes, like, full good. Because he's, like, an anti-hero throughout, like, the fucking run of the show. I think by the end, I think he probably contributes in some way to Naraku's defeat. Okay. Or whatever. But I stopped watching that show for months. And then I was like, let's tune in and see what's up with Inuyasha and see if anything's happened. Guess what? Nothing fucking happened.
That is the male Sailor Moon. We talked about Sailor Moon the last
time. But it's actually technically shoujo.
I know, but
it's done by Rumiko Takahashi, who's a female author who did like Yurusei Yatsura and Ranma One Half.
By the way,
Rumiko Takahashi is like probably one of the greatest mangakas of all time. How many fucking successful series? Like, if you go on her goddamn, like,
Ranma's like,
Ranma One Half was huge in Japan. Like,
Asheville Library used to have a ton of the manga. I read the fuck out of it. Like, everything they had there for that.
Rumiko Takahashi has put out, like, so many, like, fucking really successful manga series. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, just for the sake of time, because we gotta get some Indian food and stuff like that, we gotta transition to our last topic of the day. Very topical, Miles, you wanna lead us in? We just watched it downstairs.
Watch Attack on Titan.
I need to start it back up again, because that new season's coming out soon, so.
So,
Did you watch the whole first season?
No, I haven't picked it back up since I'm on episode when they're training or whatever at the fucking boot
camp. Oh, so you're like episode like 3 or some shit.
It's like
that.
4 or 5. Yeah.
Halloween Kills trailer dropped this week. Kind of almost out of nowhere. It was kind of like it's going to be before Who cares about the purge? Well, no, but that's it because Universal. That's supposed to be the first time that it's going to be. They released it prior to it being in theaters, but that was supposed to be when everyone first saw the Halloween Kills trailer. Supposed to be before that.
Fuck! I'd rather choke on a fucking soldering iron than watch the Purge.
I like the Purge films, but
I believe you.
Let's get
100%.
Let's get off of it. Halloween Kills. I watched a trailer.
The trailer literally dropped when I was out, and I had to wait until I got home because I was like, "I'm not gonna watch this on my phone at the fucking bar."
I watched it on my TV. I sent it to everyone immediately, like 20 minutes after it was out, and like I was like, "I hope everyone watches this immediately." But you guys were out. You were at work.
I watched it and never said anything to
you. You watched it at work? Yeah, you had
No, I didn't watch it at work. I watched it as soon as I got home, which was literally like 15 minutes after I said I was going to watch it when I got home.
I fucking love this trailer. It feels like everything I want a Halloween film to be, like a modern Halloween film.
What, just violence?
Well, what do you want? What do you want a Halloween film to be?
Unstoppable Michael Myers. I kind of like that
That's
they were...
That's every Halloween film.
It is, but like... In this shit, like, the trailer goes off. Like, he's like...
The trailer's hard. I'm not going to debate you with that. The trailer's hard. Questionable CG and some weird, like, plot elements that I brought up in the first teaser. But, yeah.
There's some dumb shit that I don't like. Obviously, like, what's-her-face's character going after her stupid fucking boyfriend who sucked ass in the first one. At the end of the trailer, she's there trying to, like... I don't know if she's trying to save him or set up Michael, but, like... Let that fucking guy die. That guy sucked. I hope Michael seriously rips him in half in the film. But
do you think she's gonna side with Michael Myers? She just shows up. He's like, oh yeah, the killer. Like yeah, go ahead.
He was cheating on her, right, or whatever in the first film.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd probably watch in the background. Let Michael rip his fucking head off, and then
do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Just take a little break for a second.
Yeah. Who cares? But for real. For a film that's called Halloween Kills, trailer goes in. It goes hard.
It definitely lives up to the title of the film.
Yes.
Well, my only problem is there too many kills in the trailer?
That's true.
How many are going to be in the final film? That'll answer that question.
That's the question. But there's literally
like eight fucking kills in the trailer, which is like a pretty standard average body count for like slasher movies right now. Yeah.
Well, John Carpenter, and you know the man's hard to please, he could be saying this for the paycheck, but he does say it lives up to the title. Like, he says it's the kill count's insane.
There's, like, fucking 40 kills.
Michael Myers just might walk through Haddonfield literally just murdering people in every fucking second.
I'm cool with that. Only problems I have with the trailer is the goddamn...
The CG flames.
The horrible CG... Is it CG flames or is it a green screen? Because, like, there was, like, a border around... Myers. I don't know, it just looked cheap.
Practically, it would make more sense for it to be green screened, but I would not be surprised if they just did the flames behind him either.
It didn't, when I watched the show the first couple times, it didn't look so obvious or so like
it
weird.
It stood out to me instantly. The first time I watched it on my TV,
yeah.
I mean, my TV's, I have a 4K TV. It was in 4K when I watched it.
But you were probably like 12 beers deep at that point. No, everything had that haze that it has in Resident Evil 4.
Whoa, the fuck.
But
he's got the fucking Silent Hill fog all in the fucking room.
I was going to talk about Silent Hill. You're playing it. I was going to promote your Twitch shit, but you know.
It's on my stream. We'll promote it at the end.
Regardless.
I'm going live tomorrow.
I think I was like very hyped for the trailer and it came out of nowhere and I was kind of like, watching this, and it was like everything I didn't expect it to be so hard, so insane. I like all Laurie's parts in it. I don't know if I care that much about her daughter or granddaughter, but they're going to be in it in the main roles, so we'll see. But those are my only nitpicks besides the, you know, CG, the flame, the green screen, whatever.
I don't really have any nitpicks that I didn't say the first time. But like, I think it's dumb that she didn't plan ahead that the fucking fire department was going to come to her house.
How would you write that?
I don't know.
You got to get a sequel out of it if you can't that's my fucking...
But why do you have
that's
to have,
my
why,
standard.
Why do you have to have the fire department come? You could easily... He just gets out of the house.
Like, she didn't call the fire department. Yeah, there could be a nearby house that just called the fire department.
It's
going
to be a neighbor who's like, holy shit, my neighbor's house is on fire. Right, I mean... That's going to be how it happens, like...
Because they pass her, and she's literally like, no, stop, let him burn.
Like, again, like, I'm not saying, like, it's a nitpick. Like, I'm not saying that, like, it's a deal breaker. Like,
I don't think it's that absurd to think that somebody sees the fucking fire down the street and, like, shit, calls the fire department.
Well, especially
the fire department, ignorant to the entire situation, shows up there just to put a fucking house out, and they fucking... You know, go. I don't know why they're in the house.
But she just seems.
Like, I don't know why.
You don't need to go in.
I don't know why he's in the fucking
house. I guess it's just her surprise about it. Like, because wouldn't you think that that would happen if the
house. She may have just not considered it.
She considered everything else.
It's hard.
Maybe she considered so much that, like, that was the one
most obvious
thing. It's like the one
thing
that you missed.
Thing.
Like, that could happen to you.
They could have.
That you've covered all your bases. And your plan's fucking perfect and all that. And then as you're going down the road, that fucking shocking revelation that you're like, fuck, fire departments exist.
And that's it could easily be explained away in the film. That's why I'm saying it's just a nitpick. Because she literally, like, as you said, she could just be like, well, fuck, I didn't even, you know.
I thought about my house. Thinking about how the fucking spikes were going to fucking come out of the side of the fucking... basement cellar and how you're gonna put all the fucking mannequins in there and hide behind them and shit, how you're gonna pull off the fucking the move that he pulled on you in Halloween 1 where you fall out the window and he looks and you're gone. You're too busy planning all that out that you forgot to consider the most obvious thing.
So one thing that I noticed about the trailer on my first viewing, and I don't know if you guys noticed this too, every time they've brought the series back, whether it be a hiatus, a reboot, whatever, the sequel to that film at least partially took place in a hospital. Because in this one, there's the hospital. I mean, Rob Zombie's Halloween 2, there's the hospital. Resurrection, there's the hospital, obviously. And of course, Halloween 2, the original, had a hospital.
Is it made clear in the trailer that this is all going to take place in the same night?
I don't know if it's made clear in the trailer, but it looks... No, because at one point, she looks like she's fully healed and, like, walking. But at the beginning,
like,
she's like a fucking,
like
corpse.
This is gonna
or is it going to be, like, next year's Halloween?
I feel like this is going to take place over, like, 2 days. Like, it's going to be, like, Halloween kills, but it's going to be, like, Halloween night. You see her shoot herself with, like, the adrenaline
There's no way it's going to take a year gap.
No, like, it's going to be, like, 2 days. Like, Michael's just wants to get home, but that's going to fuck up that's kind of going to fuck up the continuity in the series because he never really is that active outside of Halloween Day.
Or but like it, it shouldn't care to Michael, though.
It's
because literally the whole reason he did it on Halloween the second time was because the scientist was like, that's when I'm going to schedule the fucking thing. Like, so Michael Myers, he's just a fucking insane guy. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. Just yeah. like it shouldn't matter his fucking mask. That's another point in the trailer where they're like, oh, you want your mask, Michael? It shouldn't fucking matter the mask.
I was going to say, I hope in that scene...
When he just literally just charges at her.
When like, she's like, oh, you want your mask? And he literally just fucking punches her in the face. And then, like, obviously he's going to put the mask back on.
Yeah, obviously.
Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? But, like, you know, you want your mask? Like, he doesn't sell it. Like, one thing, she's talking and he's literally just, like,
one going thing that after Rob her. Zombie's Halloween 2 did right, Michael Myers did not give a fuck about his mask in that film.
He was just a fucking maniac, you know?
He cared about the mask. He, like, made masks. That was literally part of the movie. Like, he literally, like, his fucking cell or whatever at the fucking institution, he made, like,
I was just
10 billion fucking masks.
Like, when he's, like, walking.
I was just trying to set you off because I know you hate that mask and you don't like. I was hoping you'd say something.
The mask is fine in the first one. In the second one, it can't even be considered a mask.
That's what I'm saying.
But he keeps it on, like, regardless of the fact that literally, like, his entire face is pretty much exposed. Like, to me, this scene's got to go, like, he doesn't get, like, he pretty much doesn't care about the mask. He tries to fucking kill, like, he's actively trying to kill her.
A bunch
like,
of
after
shoot.
She drops, the, like, she'll drop the mask, and he's still trying to kill her, and then she gets away, and then he's like, oh, fuck it, picks the mask up and puts it back on.
Yeah, like he's not going to be, like, scrambling to get it back.
Yeah.
He's got bigger
I feel
problems.
Like there's going to be a bunch of people outside, like, it's a trap, and they're going to, like, shoot him with a million bullets, and he's just going to stand up, no-sell it, throw the mask on, and keep going. Like, because it seems like he's going to be on the mission to get back to his childhood home.
That's
going to
be, like, I feel like it has to have him, like, attempting to kill her without the mask. As opposed, if the first thing he does is get fucked up and the first thing he does is just put the mask on, then to me it's not clear enough that he doesn't really fucking care about the mask.
That's true, too. We'll see. I mean,
well, we'll see. I mean,
we'll
yeah.
see.
I mean,
it's
my nitpick with the trailer is this, the line from Jamie Lee Curtis, and I think it could be explained away. I just want it to be explained away, where she's basically saying, like, each kill he transcends.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck
that is. I don't know, I was like, does that mean, like, he literally becomes more powerful
like
and more evil
like
with each kill he gets?
It did imply that there's some sort of, like, mythical element.
Yeah,
like,
I don't like that.
Weird.
I don't
yeah.
want fucking mythical elements or rituals and shit. Like, we already have done that before, and it's...
And it failed miserably.
It wasn't
yeah.
good. Let me tell you right now, the reason why I like Halloween 6 is definitely not because of the cult shit. The reason because I like Halloween 6
I love
is,
Halloween 6 so
I like Halloween 6. It's one of my favorites. Same. The reason why I like it is because the way the mask looks and just, like,
it's
the
a dark
kills.
Horror film. Yeah,
kills. And, like, yeah, the dark horror of it.
And
like,
he's unstoppable in that
and,
one. He's
and
a fucking
like at the
tank
end,
in that one.
I like at the end of the theatrical cut where it basically is revealed that he doesn't give a fuck about the cult at all
no,
and he just
yeah.
kills everyone in the cult.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the Michael Myers that I like, which salvaged the movie for me. Whereas in the director's cut...
The producer's cut.
Producer's cut, that never fucking happens. And the producer's cut is dog shit. Like...
Telling you, we gotta do that commentary of it someday.
I still have never seen the producer's cut.
I
wanted
to.
We
got
to.
It on Blu-ray right
know,
there. We gotta do the live stream.
It's ass. It's so bad. It's so fucking bad. They, like, instead of, like, kind of... digging themselves out of the fucking cult hole they put themselves in.
They doubled down.
They, like, fucking doubled
no,
down
know,
on
I've
it.
Read,
literally, like, give me the cult fucking lube. I'm just gonna fucking put it all over my body, like...
Well?
What else do you think about it?
So...
They reference the Halloween 3 mask. I mean, it was a nice little reference or whatever. I'm sure it doesn't
They have
mean
a reference
anything.
To that in the first one, don't they? There's, like, trick-or-treaters that are wearing
oh,
all the
run
masks.
By, yeah, they
yeah.
run by and have the
so
masks.
So it's a callback to the third one and the first one.
Right.
I think he's going to murder those exact kids. Like, yeah. those are those exact kids.
But I was just saying it was, like, a prominent part of, like, the trailer. Like, in the
yeah,
first
yeah, yeah.
film, you could have missed it. Like, in this, like, it literally shows close-ups
like
of all of
because
them.
Because of how big of a fan that, like, David Gordon Green is of the whole series, he's like, okay, we're going to do this trilogy. I want to pay...
As much
homage
respect,
to like
yeah, yeah.
every fucking film, like there might even be some.
It's not even a feel. That's literally what it is.
Right,
he's not even
like,
shy about it.
No,
he's yeah. like literally Like, I want people to think that while I was directing this film, that I was literally just jacking off in the director's chair to, like, all the fucking, like, Halloween references. And I literally just had the Halloween series on fucking loop in, the, like, the fucking TV next to the chair. You know what, though?
How many times have series been rebooted or remade by people that are, like, questionable fans of whatever series?
No, things should never be rebooted by people that aren't fans of the source material.
Exactly.
That's why Halloween was so good, the new one that they just did, because, like, he's clearly a Halloween fan. There's no, you know, no doubt about it. I mean, the Halloween reboot is great. I love it. I love that film. You're a huge fan of that film.
Oh, dude. Fucking top love three. It. Yeah, it's in my top three for sure.
Top three.
I think I might even... Did I put it at two?
No.
Did I?
Well, I don't think you've done an official ranking.
Yeah, we've done our ranking.
Well, it's easily in the top three. Like, there's one...
I won't put it above Halloween 2, the original, but I would definitely put it above
It's close. It's really close for me. It's definitely not going above the original yeah, Halloween. Nice try. Not like a freak like Miles. Okay,
like, I didn't put
it's, well, it's a goddamn nice. It's a goddamn free-for-all with Miles, who's... Fucking, like, out of nowhere, like, Halloween 6 better than the original. You never know what this fucking guy is going to say.
Hey, that's why you guys put me on here. That's why you never are going to get.
What else do we think about this trailer?
That's it for me. Cool kills. Like, I think that the goddamn, like, circular saw kill, that is hilarious.
So it's funny. So I funny. Still think the light bulb, you know, the circular light bulb kill... is fucking hilarious. I'm very curious to see what they're gonna do with the whole, like, they had that, like, quick cut where it's like a mob mentality where they're all like, kill him or whatever they say. I'm curious if there's gonna be like a mob trying to find Michael Myers in this film.
Be so fucking hard if, like, the climax of the film is like this mob and Michael Myers just walks through there and he's literally, they're trying to fucking, like, the mob, like, fucking Michael Myers, and he's literally just fucking murdering everyone. Like,
Jamie,
they do the wrestling spot, the Braun Strowman spot, or what, the Andre the Giant spot, where they all pile up on him. And he literally just like 7,000 dudes like fly
hard,
out of him.
It'd be hard if Jamie Lee Curtis was on the far end of it, and he just like, fuck everyone here. I'm gonna murder everyone to get to her. I'm gonna murder her. I'm gonna go to my childhood home. You know what I mean? Like, the whole thing's in, like, near his childhood home, and he's just gonna break through everyone, like, kill, stab, kill, dismember, whatever he has to do to get there, you know?
It'd be some hard kills. If goddamn Michael Myers goes through the mob like fucking Kenshin to, like, throw him back there, he's like, and he gets through the mob and he's just like, stands up straight with a knife, and then, like, everyone's just like, explodes into blood. And just, I know that's not gonna happen, but it'd be hilarious.
I do think this film is gonna be surprising. There's gonna probably be I feel like this will be the highest body count of any.
If there's literally, like, eight kills in the trailer, and John Carpenter already said, like, insane body count, we're talking like
Halloween films aren't really known for huge body counts. They're really not. Really. No. So, like, in the trailer, like, that might be one of the biggest ones already, and it's just the trailer.
I'd say the trailer probably matches, like, most Halloween films.
Well,
like,
Halloween 1, was there six or seven kills the whole film?
In Halloween 1?
The original, 78.
In the original, okay.
Six or seven matches.
So he kills his sister at the beginning.
Right.
He kills fucking
the
dog, I guess, if you
kills
count
the
that.
Kills the dog, kills the guy he stole the boiler kills, suit from.
But it's not even on camera.
It's implied or otherwise, you know, I don't know.
There's like six or seven.
Six or seven. So if they're killing
kills
that
her,
many people,
kills her friend, Annie,
the boyfriend
kills Annie, and then kills the boyfriend and the blonde girl.
Right,
the whole sheet thing, and I think it ends there. Is there only five kills?
Five? I thought there was at least
original
six
Halloween
or seven.
Kill count six kills.
Okay,
who did we miss?
I just looked up the kill count. It says six. It doesn't break it down.
One of the other dudes.
Fuck,
it's
my top
one
fucking
of the other
film
dude,
of all time.
One ranked, of the other. Ranked, but it's actually the lowest ranked one. That's the one he's killed. I can scroll down
to
the very
he's
top.
Killed the least,
because,
yeah.
I mean, because it's not about, like, fucking. Right.
It's not about, you know, yeah. It's not about the kill count.
Yeah.
But
number one on the list is actually Halloween 3, so I'm not even counting that because it's, I mean, Michael Myers. So 20 kills in the 2007 version with Rob Zombie.
Wow, it's actually a lot of 20 kills in that film.
Out of the original films, it was Halloween 5 had 20 kills.
So that Whoa! Alright, yeah. So it's got to surpass Halloween 5 then.
Yeah.
There'll be at least 20 or 30, probably. If there's, I feel like the mob, even if he doesn't kill everyone kills in the mob.
Halloween 5?
That seems That's like what so it says, many.
Yeah.
That's got to be, like, some kind of scenario where they're counting, like, all the fucking kills at the end. Like, all the police officers and shit.
Well, that's what I think they're going to do with the mob. He's definitely going through that mob and kill a bunch of people. There's no way he's not just going to walk through and be like, you're fucking dead, you're stabbed, you're dead. Like, there's not... He's going to kill a fuck ton of people in this. Guaranteed.
Perhaps that's how he loses his mask. He's going through, like, the mob and, like, someone rips it off.
Right, yeah, something like that. But yeah, excited for the film comes out second weekend. Yeah,
don't show his fucking face, for fuck's sake. God damn it.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't
Nobody
care
wants to see Michael Myers' face.
Maybe like a behind the like headshots.
You well, yeah, they did that in
we've
the
seen,
last
we've
one.
We've seen
yeah.
his head. Like,
yeah, I like we can see the back of his head. I don't care about that, but fuck. I mean, like, listen, like, in all the movies I've watched of Halloween, you see his face in the original, right? And that's fine, okay? It's very brief, and there's a very specific reason why John Carpenter did it, right? And I think it's something like fucking like 90% of girls would fuck him. You know what I mean? Or something like that. But, like, it was to show that he was normal. And then after that, like, I never want to see his face ever again.
Right.
Like, you're in the minority on that. I agree with you, but I'm just saying we're in the minority because I know plenty of people that would like.
They're not true fans.
Pause the VHS tapes and like try to get a good look and like shit like that.
It doesn't do anything for the film or the series or anything like the story.
I actually watched the original Halloween like last in my like original run through of the Halloween series because I kind of just watched them in the order that I came across them.
Right.
So when it showed his whole face, I was actually disappointed. Like, I didn't want to see it. Like, when they showed it, and I was like, wait, what the fuck? They showed his face in the first movie?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was disappointed by it. I don't want to see his fucking face.
Yeah. But, yeah, very excited for the film. We will be covering it on the show. It's going to be fucking great. So, I have very high hopes for it.
I think it's going to be insane. Like,
I think it's going to be so
The fucking
good.
Reboot was so fun. This just looks like it's like... This one looks like it's gonna like not even take itself as seriously as the fucking reboot and just
still,
be like absolute carnage throughout the entire
thing. I'm
still
fucking astounded by the fact that people don't like the remake. Like I still don't
well, reboot,
fucking
reboot.
Yeah, the reboot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're idiots. Like, what do you want? The fuck do you want? Everybody gets mad about the doctor. Like, who cares? Like, the doctor was fucking psychotic. Like,
yeah, it's fine.
Whatever. Like,
he gets his head fucking stomped in. It's so good.
There's an evil doctor. There's an evil doctor in the original fucking series. It's fucking Loomis's goddamn.
But, I mean, you don't know that at the time.
But in 6, it's revealed that like he's the fucking like mastermind.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know everyone fucking hates 6 and shit, but like
I love 6 so much.
You know what I mean? Like, who gives a fuck? I had no problem with the fucking doctor, because I knew it wasn't going to be the end of the movie. Like,
yeah.
I knew his ass was going to get up and fucking kill the doctor, and surely he didn't give a fuck about anything, which is what I want Michael Myers to do all the time. The only thing I ever want Michael Myers to fucking care about is in the original series, cares about killing his family. Like, because that was the established fucking
that
thing
That was the
about
lore,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's not his family anymore. He doesn't give a fuck about anything. So I'm along for the ride. I don't want Michael Myers to give a fuck about anything. And the thing that worries me about the line from Jamie Lee Curtis in this is them establishing another lore. I want the lore to be
there's gonna be
he doesn't
a
give a fuck.
There's gonna be some sort of reveal in it. They might make it that they're actually brother and sister, and then. Because in the first one, they're like, oh, no, that was just a rumor or whatever. She could literally just be like, the rumors are true or whatever.
Right,
like, you know what I mean?
Right.
But there's going to be...
I don't think they're going to do that.
I'm just saying it's a possibility. Like,
I don't think
they're probably going to go more with this, like, him borderline on Supernatural. I don't know, the way they hinted at that.
That's fine. Supernatural Michael Myers is fine, but I don't want anyone to understand why.
Right.
Nice. I don't want it to be revealed that like there's this curse or fucking, you know, I don't want the fucking library scene where they're in there fucking going through the fucking
Jared
records.
Hates the library
I
scene.
Hate the library scene in every fucking movie. So I don't want that. I do want it to be like, okay, wait a minute. We just shot this guy with a fucking rocket launcher
and
he just got up and fucking came after us. Okay, that's cool. That's Michael Myers. And the less I understand about that, the better.
Agreed.
Agreed. Well, you guys got anything you want to plug, Miles? What are you doing? When are you going to make a Twitter? If you're going to be on this podcast, you got to make one for business reasons.
Well, we'll see.
We got to get the burner YouTube account.
Yeah. Just to get one more subscriber closer, bro.
I wonder if he could get, like, subs just fucking...
Do you have a YouTube account?
Yes. Pretty attractive.
Are you subscribed to Buddy Candela and Dynamite Jared on YouTube?
I better look.
Trash friend. Trash.
God.
All right. You know what?
You know what? Next episode of the podcast, don't expect to hear from this schmuck ever again.
All right. Well, I got to pee, so I'm getting off the podcast. Thank you, guys.
You think Miles would get subscribers if literally, like, we just fucking uploaded shit to his channel? You know, I mean, he's a good-looking guy. He'd be a good personality on YouTube. Like, people would want to see it. I mean, like, most of the big YouTubers are some type of attractive, right? Easy on the eyes, okay? Would it be good content to just have Miles drunk? Like, every time Miles gets drunk, and you just take, like, a 10-minute video of, like, the dumb shit that he says, it's the concept of Letterkenny, right? I wouldn't watch this shit, but do you think other people would?
That's a whole subgenre of YouTube, like, the drunk histories and shit. Like, I thought that would be a good thing. Like, get me trash out of my fucking mind and have me retell Dragon Ball. Or something. Like, that'd be fucking...
Someone would watch that.
And then fucking Vegeta, goddamn... All right, guys.
Plug your Twitch.
Yeah, Dynamite Jared on Twitch. I'm playing through the original Silent Hill right now. By the time this comes out, hopefully I'm fucking done.
You should be. It's not that long of a game.
And I'll be trying to pick up Silent Hill 2, and I'll move on to Silent Hill 2 and play that on Twitch. From what I read about Silent Hill 2, though, do I even want to play it on Twitch, or is it something that I want to fucking experience personally and just
you're not going to feel great when the game...
I know, that's what I'm reading, is that it's not, like, really fucking depressing
game. It's really depressing, depending on your ending. Honestly, even depending on your quote-unquote good ending, you're still probably going to feel like shit at the end of the game.
Right, so. Like, is it something that I... Or is that good? Is that something that, like... I'm going to have, like, people press an F in the chat, like, at the end of the fucking Silent Hill 2 stream, and it's just me, like, on face cam, just, like...
Crying your eyes
out. Just, like, my hand in my fucking, like, my head in my hands, just, like, holy fucking shit. I feel like I just goddamn watched, like, Requiem for a Dream or something, dude. Like, I need to fucking
just
go.
Just pray you don't get a couple of the endings, because that's definitely going to happen.
God damn it. All right, man. So, Dynamite Jared on Twitch, it's the same as my fucking, as my YouTube channel, and same as my Twitter, and not the same as my Discord.
You have a Discord?
It's on my fucking thing. Dynamite Jared with an I.
Gotcha. And not the same on Instagram. You're the original Thrash Kid, so.
Yeah, Thrash Kid on Instagram.
I don't know how the fuck you got that name before.
That's why I haven't changed it to Dynamite Jared. For business reasons, it makes sense to change it to Dynamite Jared, but I can't let go of that handle.
Anyway. You guys know where to find me. You're listening to it on my shit right now. So I have nothing to plug, really, other than
It could not be. They could be listening on Spotify.
Well, but I still set up the fucking Spotify, brother.
I'm going to sign off. Midnight Miles, you will hear me on House of Horrors, especially in the October season. Some of the episodes that I'm on or will be on, I think, are gonna be very good.
You're gonna be on next week. What the fuck are you talking
about? Yeah, he's like saying, like, this is the final episode of the season or something. We still got, like, two or three episodes left of the year before we take our break. They understand October's coming.
All right. They know. Well, thank you guys again. Midnight Miles signing off. I'll see you next week.
By the way, Medieval Fantasy, I love Berserk. That's the...
You said that last week
Berserk,
on the show.
Berserk and Zelda, okay? Those are the two exceptions. Dynamite Jared, and I'll catch your ass down the road.
Miles was considering pissing with the door open, but this is Buddy the Bruiser. I'm signing off.